from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
They got cheese in the truck. I asked for cheese on the taco and they put it on, and it's the best taco ever. Are we really doing this? Now, how does it get on there? Come on.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Who is that, Evan?
That is Daryl the Guru Johnson, and that sound clip was also Daryl the Guru Johnson. Ken, I'm glad you came back with that, because I actually listened to that live while in Sweden.
I need you.
No, I'm on your side.
Thank you. A lot of people were.
Are we the only two people that believes that cheese could go on a taco?
We got bombarded with people like, why are you coming down Goose Road?
It might not be a necessity, but you could put it on a taco.
No doubt, man.
I mean, good Lord. Where are we at in society?
Yeah, there you go, Evan.
This is a world
back, baby,
for the choosers.
Yeah.
Come on. I need choice.
They were just like, cheese on ketchup, ketchup on eggs, which Steiny does. That just, ugh. But come on, cheese on tacos. It goes, baby.
By the way, shout out to Sweden. I think my sister's actually listening right now.
What's her name?
Julia! Yeah, we do love her. Send her love. By the way, that last segment was brought to you by Express Employment Professionals. Here's what we got going on. All right, Evan Infersteiny, Daryl the Guru Johnson, Jorge Soler, gone. Luke Jackson, gone. And of course, lately, Alex Cobb, gone. Not much coming back, but you sent a bunch of cash out, so you are richer as a franchise.
Which a lot of fans are probably like, okay, where's that money going? Go get me something.
Right in my pocket.
Yeah, look at you. Go get me something. Evan, this was supposed to be adding. This was supposed to be, you know what? There's a carrot out there. It's the third wild card. Can you bolster, or can we add to this anemic and impotent offense that's been the Giants all year long? And they didn't do that at the break. So from that standpoint, if you want to hit me with the cost-cutting stuff, miss me. I just want the Giants, who are in a division with the Padres, the Dodgers, and you just saw what the Yankees did when they came to town. Be something like that. Have a vision far on of getting some bats, but yet you send one off that was malfunctioning in Soler, but it was looking better, and you don't go get anything. Kind of just par for the course. And Evan, it's not for today. I do wonder where this thing is going, though. You know, and Farhan status, but I feel like now that's been bolstered. That's something at the deadline where I think he can middle double bird everybody without doing it to Kyrie. Like, I ain't going nowhere.
No one knows where this is going. That's kind of the whole
Even
point.
Even him, Farhan.
I know.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to hear at 3:30 from Farhan after
tell
this.
Tell us what it is, damn it.
After the 3 o'clock trade on thing again. We don't know where this is going. That's the problem. We have not known where this thing is going since Farhan Zaidi said that the Giants should be the best at everything during his opening press conference. And they have proven themselves to not be the best at everything.
And he's had enough cracks at it and many years, Evan, to where if he were relieved of his duties, nobody would be shocked. But it looks like, you know, I'll use word for myself. Unfortunately, it doesn't look that way. I could be totally wrong. I won't dime some of my comrades out, but they have sources within the Giants organization saying that there is a mandate. If Farhan didn't make the playoffs, if the Giants didn't, he would be out the next day. But these moves and everything that has gone on, and I don't expect anything else to pop off, Evan. I just think he's going to be here. And I don't see the offense improving. Like, show me. I'm from Missouri. The show me state. Show me.
I'm not scared.
I'm not convinced that
BPA.
Farhan's going to be around next year. But this is kind of what I'm feeling from the 408 and the Xfinity Mobile text line. We should play the young players to see who has potential for next year. Now, if I eliminate Farhan from the thought process, the Giants look like, as an organization, they're going young, or they're trying to get younger. They're trying to promote and prop up the players of promise, right? In a vacuum, I think that's a good thing. The issue is that, do you trust if Farhan is still around next year to really do something with those players, to surround them with the right pieces, to put them in positions to succeed? Because it feels like everything he's touched has turned to dust.
No doubt. Not Midas at all. So no. I'll say this to that, Evan. I don't have the confidence. He has not earned the benefit of the doubt. But you are right. There's sometimes in sports when you really look yourself in the mirror as a team and you know you're going young, there'll be a little turbulence, some hard times, maybe not as many wins, but collectively your fan base and the players know, you know, what's going on, what time it is. My question to everything you just set up, and it was so sexy, why didn't the Giants do that this year?
Cut that.
Well, why did they go? Why did they go do what they did at the end before the season started and just, why didn't Farhan's, we're going young. And then things would be, it would be clear. What were you talking about earlier? Clarity. You would know, okay, maybe it's not our year, but to go do a, put the car in reverse and splurge and then pull the plug on the splurge by saying night-night to Solaire, and I get the Cobb thing, but Evan, it just doesn't match, and I think he's up there just Linda Blair on The Exorcist. He has no idea what he's doing, man. I really feel like that.
I hope he knows what he's doing. The issue for me is that if I'm reading these trade deadlines, the direction just appears to be like the opposite of what I would assume.
That is,
or the opposite of logical. Like last year, they were actually in a good position.
Eight over, you said.
Eight or nine over. Yeah. They had a wild card spot. They chose not to buy. They chose not to add.
Mm.
This year, they have neither added nor really, I guess they've technically sold, but they haven't exchanged any of their players for anything that's going to get you something in the future. Like Solaire, Jackson, and Cobb are all cost-cutting moves. There's no prospects of real worth that are coming back. I don't know. One of these guys might turn into something.
You're right, but that stinks, man.
No, on paper, you just save money. So this would be the time to sell. Last year would be the time to buy. You didn't either. Even in 2021, you could have gotten more aggressive than going out and getting Chris Bryant. The year before that,
I don't know why I like that.
What, Chris Bryant?
Yeah, I thought he was going. He's just a shell of himself now. He's on the Rockies, but good God, I liked him,
dude. He's Clyde.
What happened? All
he needs is his Bonnie. He's just been stealing money from the Colorado Rockies since he got to Denver.
Wow.
But
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Each time the Giants, they haven't done anything that has been providing us any clarity.
And I listen to the roast. I do every morning. I listen to Willard and Dibs. I do every day. I'm here for our calls and our texts and the YouTube chat. Have we taken one call that is pro? Just forget Farhan right now. His vision. Has anybody called and said they're doing the right thing? Like, I feel like teams are laughing at the Giants right now. Yeah, that's a four. But Evan, I feel like, come on, man. I thought this was going to be the car races, Daytona 500, the pit stop where they're retooling, get back out there. I thought that That's what the deadline symboled for the Giants, and you go do this? Like, Farhan's telling me he has no confidence in this team moving forward, and now it's about the money. It's about the savings.
Yeah, and that's also a signal to the team that you don't really believe in them.
That is, and that's why I said that clubhouse. I'll never know, but maybe we'll find out what play. And I know guys are, you know, auditioning for jobs, and you're not going to self-sabotage, but Evan, let this team get swept this two-game set with the
Don't let them get beat by the A's.
And then they're just looking lethargic. I got to believe some of the guys are like, I can't believe you guys did Soler like that. And forget Soler, you did us like that. He was just coming around. We're four out now, not three and a half, because we didn't play. We were idle. But dude, it just doesn't make sense. And if some say, Goo, shut your trapper, shut up, we know what it is this year, explain everything else that he's done since he's taken over. The Luciano fiasco. And it's just kind of symbolic. This Soler's gone. And here comes Luciano in the DH position.
Yeah.
Because we know he has no position. Like when I watch him hit, I'm going to love it, but I'm like, that's a guy they thought could field, but he can't. And
no.
I don't know what his future holds. Like, that sucks.
That's what would actually make me feel kind of down about Luciano. It's like, dude, you're already a DH.
That is...
And I don't know. I mean, who knows?
I think it's
next year they might give him a chance.
His team's problem fault than his, if that makes any sense. Evan,
no,
they should have been out in front of this.
I can't blame the team for a guy not being able to play shortstop. Now, maybe they should have said earlier you're playing second base or third base, but if you can't field, you can't field. Like, if you can't catch a pop-up or you can't catch a fly ball, you can't field a ground ball, then I can't really help
you.
So
you're saying he can't, you don't think he can do anything with the glove?
He can hit, which is what we're about to see him try to do.
Well,
that's why he's being brought up.
Watch him go get on a tear, Fitzgerald, like.
I hope so.
That was the greatest move ever.
That'd be kind of cool.
Go ahead.
No, this is from the 925. What's Soler's war? It's 1.1.
Yeah.
So it's not great.
It was getting better. Atlanta said they can use him. I'll just leave that for whatever that's worth. They're going to be in the playoffs.
Oh, that's what you did say. This is what I do believe in. If the Giants get swept by the... Well, swept. It's a two-game series. They get beat by the A's, and I don't know, they kind of go like 6-6, 5-7 the next 12 games. There's going to be a lot of players that are actually jealous of Jorge Soler. Yeah,
and that.
Because he's going to be playing for a team that's going to be in September and October.
In a hitter's park.
Yes. Yeah. And around his friends.
Yeah.
He knows all those guys. You know, I don't know if he'll be there long term.
He had good times there when he was there.
I wouldn't be surprised if Luke Jackson pitches better in Atlanta.
His ERA was like, yikes. But I get you.
Yeah. I mean, he hasn't been the same pitcher since his injuries a couple of years ago. But that's also the only reason maybe the Giants got him in the first place. This is also for the 925. Farhan built it. Laying it. Well, are you sure you wanted to lay in it? He's been laying in it for about 6 years.
Man.
I'm not sure if that's the remedy for this situation. Look, the Giants right now, and again, they got until 3 o'clock to make a move or not make a move before the deadline.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like they're going to make anything big. If anything, they could be moving in the other direction of cord cutting, basically. Just getting rid of some money and looking towards next season. I think Blake Snell fits into the picture of next season, and it's a risk. But what we just saw is the Giants are willing to move players this year in order to save money next year. So that also means...
This offseason they got action?
Well, no, it tells me that they're comfortable with Blake Snell perhaps leaving.
Oh, wow.
And just having his money come off the books. Now, it's not as much as the
38 M's.
Yeah, I mean...
Or is that not all in them?
It's not all of it, but you'd save a significant amount of money. So I think they're okay with the prospect of him leaving. That doesn't sound like a team to me that's that urgent to win.
And the offense, just from my vantage point right now, Evan, unless they, I'm not privy to what they got going on. Snell doesn't match where you're at with the everyday players, especially with, you know, these departures of Soler. So that doesn't matter. Like, what incentive would I get unless, Evan, you're going to tell me, oh, when Snell pitches, everybody comes to the ballpark. Well, not the first half of the season because that was ugly and he's normally a slow starter. But Snell staying doesn't match where I believe this team is headed. Or I could say two games under where they're at now, if that makes any sense to you. The Soler, punting him and getting rid of him, just to me, Evan, is somewhat of a white flag. and an admittance of, yeah, we tried it, it didn't work, and we don't think it's going to get better anytime soon, include next year. So night-night to you, Soler. We don't even want to think or hope that you could hit 30 next year. We think you can't. We've seen enough.
No, I mean, I think they still want him on the team, and I don't think that they're going to trade him because they don't feel like the haul that they'd get is worth
I understand that.
How good he is. To maybe help them get to the playoffs.
But now he may just walk.
He might walk, but I also think they're okay with just having his money come off the books. And that
Evan, wow,
that stinks. Man. But either way, you're starting pitching next season, to me, with or without Blake Snell, looks pretty good. And that is also, look, at this time last year, who was in your rotation?
Webb.
Because I think last year they led the league in openers.
Yeah, Webb, Harrison, because he was, I mean, he was promising. I'm not saying he's falling off, but it was Webb, Harrison. Who am I missing?
Cobb. But it was, what, DeSclafani.
Oh, boy.
And, Anthony. I don't know, another pitcher to be named later, PTBNL. Yeah, exactly.
Look at K.
No, but your staff is in a much better position, even without Snell, right now than it was at this time last year. The question is, and this is why I think the trade deadline was perhaps a missed opportunity, is it's the only time the Giants can go and get a bat. Well, I guess they could trade for a guy in the offseason, but trades typically happen more, you know, around this time. I think this was a missed opportunity for them to go get a position player that could help now and later.
All right, now let me throw this to you, and I hear you. Unlike the Warriors, where we knew they're just super strapped and the aprons are different, but what if the Giants are saying to themselves after this year, which could culminate in a playoff berth, we'll just rinse, repeat, do it all over again and try to get a free agent. We'll try to spend. Like, they have that in their back pocket.
But when have they ever got one? I hope they do. I have no reason to believe at this point that someone named Farhan Zaidi or not, it could be Daryl the Guru Johnson, that's the president of baseball operations, and God love you, but I have no reason to believe that you or him or me or anybody in the Bay Area has the ability of going out to get a big-name free agent position player, because it just hasn't happened. And it hasn't just happened under Farhan. It happened under Bobby Evans. It hadn't happened under Sabian. Like, it's happened for a long time. That's just the lay of the land.
Wow, that was heavy, and you're telling the truth. And I don't want to say shame on me, but, I mean, again, you know, I'm the guy, Evan. You're saying there's a chance, but you are correct. When has it ever happened? And if they don't make the playoffs, you can't tell me, you know, somebody that was available wanted to come here that wouldn't matter. Like, you guys don't even got your stuff together.
888-957-9570 is the number. Evan Infersteiny with Guru. What we're talking about is the Giants right now until the trade deadline at 3 p.m. What have they done? What does it signal? What are they going to do? You mentioned Farhan Zaidi, and this is from the 669. Did people actually think Farhan was a good hire all those years ago? I was against the hire from the start. I don't want to get into the undercover Dodger stuff. There's about a lot of conspiracy theories.
Dude, they're got a duck.
They're coming He's out of left plant. Field. Right now, the Giants need a left fielder. But I'll tell you who was believing of Farhan being a good hire.
Please do.
Now is Larry Bear.
Let me just tell you who's had a direct experience with Farhan and said, let me just tell you something about Farhan. First of all, he's a great leader of people. He loves scouting. He loves listening. He loves players. Has the highest integrity possible. And he's super competitive. So you put all that together, it's a pretty good combination. And then one other thing, in our conversations, what was especially compelling given the Giants organization, the way we like to present ourselves, is that he had a very much of a values-based approach to management and to the organization and to leadership.
Yeah, so he's a great leader, scouting, listening, competitor, loves talking to players. We established all those things. He has not really done.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you the one thing that Bear was spot on about.
Give it to me.
In regards to Farhan Zaidi, his value-based approach. That was kind of towards the end of his comment.
That sounds like baseball EBT.
Farhan has a value-based approach. This deadline, and all of his deadlines, have been value-based approaches. Now, I don't think that he is unique in that. A lot of GMs or president of operations, you know, they're trying to get value, right? They're not just going to give up players. They're not going to trade away players. But this is a deadline that indicates to me a value-based approach. Everything that Farhan Zaidi has done since taking over has been a value-based approach. And his value-based approach has gotten you to 6 years of one postseason berth.
And I'm tired of it. I'm like, Evan, I'm sick of that. I hate that that's even a term, you know? Just get it done. I don't want to hear that, but it's crazy how the fans think this man, and they could be proven right. I just want to hear from a Farhan supporter. I really do. You know I'm not prejudiced. This dude deserves to be relieved. This is tiring. And coming into a deadline to where your offense has been stagnant and you got a guy in Soler that you got two more years, Evan, he said yes to you and you pay him back by saying night-night, you're going back to Atlanta. How dare you? And you weaken the team to me offensively in a year that you still could accomplish your goals. I know that sounds crazy to some, but just think, we work with brothers. We got some Giant fans that don't even want this collective team to make the playoffs. How heavy is that?
So, and sisters.
Yeah, so I'm sitting here like, Kay, if anybody heard from a Farhan supporter? Evan, I'm ready to say I haven't.
I think they got their heads in the sand. But, okay, so this is, I think the 408 hits it nail on the head. And this is from the Xfinity Mobile text line. Value-based methods means cheap. But that's why this previous offseason was so confusing, because they finally broke out of that perceived mold. They weren't cheap. They still have
went
a top
to
12. They still have
thought.
A top 12 payroll.
Yeah.
They're paying a lot of money for this team.
Yeah, that's the rat on the table brought to you by ATCO. You're right. They're getting to these results. And Farhan kind of stuck his chest out. This is, Evan, you were on vacation. I kind of told Steiny and the listeners this. When he said, hey, it's, and you might have been here, you let me know, hey, the players got to start doing something. I was like, oh, you don't say that when you're biting your nails and stressing and staying up at night wondering about your job if you got to sell your home. He said that like even then he kind of knew he might have been on more solid footing than a lot of people think.
Well, that's – I mean, I didn't hear it live, but when you talk about it, I read Farhan said the players are going to determine our season. Okay, well, you just traded away a few veterans. So it feels to me like the players have already determined the season, which is not worthy of adding, not worthy of buying. This isn't a team that he believes with, you know, buying for, that they can make a run. That's the other part of this too. I mean, like, where's the vote of confidence from the front office in this team? Now, you could tell me that there shouldn't be one, but I just saw the actions of the front office and they affirm that. They affirm that there's not much confidence in this current group. I think there's confidence in the young players on this team. I think there's confidence in the prospects and the
development.
And they're
going to be here. Yeah, they're going to be here.
They're going to be around.
It's bigger than just this year. And what about the other message? That's excellent. What about the other message? You tell me if I'm barking up the wrong tree. It's almost like we're resigned to the fact that if we don't make the third wild card, Evan, we still got the young players, and they'll be back next year. So it's not operation by any means necessary, Malcolm X, make the third wild card. Because my job's not in jeopardy like all you think, you yokel-dokels think. And the young players are going to be the young players, and they'll come back and be happy as hell to play and grow. Like, that would stink for me if I'm a Giant fan.
We also have a trade from Jeff Passan.
Uh-oh.
Not with the Giants. But the team they're playing tonight, the Oakland Athletics, just traded Paul Blackburn to New Jersey Ken's Mets. So,
yay!
And
count the bucket.
Don't call me a snitch. Somebody here had sources and gave him that info. He didn't want to believe you. I think he thought you were just talking.
A lot of A's on the Mets right now, Ken.
You might want to just blush and laugh and happy.
A lot of A's.
Just got rid of Dykeman.
You might want to apologize to Evan. Yeah.
Yeah, come on, man. Yeah. I wouldn't.
You didn't believe him, Kay.
I wouldn't spoon feed you something if it wasn't true.
I just didn't want to believe it.
Yeah. At least on air. Off air, I lie to you all the time.
I'm excited about the game tonight.
Why?
How do they respond, the Giants?
The Giants?
We're going to be able to tell if they're like, I know Kahoot, get her life. Evan, I think we can read when teams are mad collectively. And if I'm Webb, Snell, who, I don't know if you caught him Sunday or after his last start, he said, we know what time it is. We know these last 5 or 8 days were big in regard to what we were going to do. And then they win 4 in a row, and Solaire's gone. Gone.
Gone. That's another part of it, too, is, okay, like, how do the Giants respond? Well, they just responded by winning 4 games in a row.
Yes.
Now, I know it was against the Rockies, who are an abomination, in my opinion, but you still won 4 games. So that was your response. If the players were going to tell you how the season should go or dictate the rest of the season, they're clearly telling you that they still have something left.
Damn, Evan.
And you just said, well, then in that case, I'll take that.
Right.
I'll take Solaire. I'll take Cobb. And we're just going to turn him into pixie dust, a.k.a. a few dollars. So, man. I don't think Farhan is letting the players dictate the direction of this
season.
And
a guy fighting for his job doesn't make those maneuvers unless he's not fighting for his job, I believe. Like, well, he's got some security.
Farhan?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I'll take anybody, you know, I'll make the bet. There's no way you do this, and then you're going to hold court, State of the Union at 3:30, knowing everybody's going to throw snowballs at you. Like, a lot of stuff ain't adding up here, bud. And, you know, but, like, he's going to be, I'm Farhan, man, because he's going to have a cape of knowing I got security.
Well, how about this? I'll let you ask him a question on the other side.
There we go.
We got a couple questions lined up for Farhan. I think Sam Lubman is out there. And
Sammy.
Maybe he'll ask him, but we'll talk about it on the other side. We got our two short segment coming up. Make sure to download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Evan Infostani, Daryl the Guru Johnson, back after this 95.7 The Game.
My question to everything you just set up, and it was so sexy.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
The damn Skippy.
Yeah.
Not Skip talking Bayless. Oh,
yeah, he's looking for work.
By the way, there's one minor trade that, well, not a minor trade. I guess it's technically a big trade. Tanner Scott is actually being traded to the Padres for Jeff Passan.
From the Marlins.
Yeah, I thought he was going to go to the Orioles. That's what was reported earlier.
Snooze, you lose.
It's true. So he's going to the Padres. They're getting aggressive. They already have a closer, by the way. But Tanner Scott might have been the best on the market, especially because it didn't appear like Camilo Doval was available, or the Giants weren't willing to move off of him. But they got 90 minutes left, Goo. 90 minutes left to make or not make a trade.
Yeah, but wink, wink. They did what they were doing, cutting cost. Solaire's gone. I don't expect, like, Hank Aaron ain't coming back, Evan. That's what they need, an infusion of offense. So, Luciano, who I guess in a couple hours, or we should know here soon, will be in the lineup tonight, right?
Perhaps. RIP to the hammer, too. 888-957-9570 is the number. You were asking for this before the break, and our fantastic producer, Carter Chickering, happened to find one.
Money?
That's a four. Yeah. I wish. No, a Farhan supporter. Let's go down to Santa Cruz. Let's go down to Santa Cruz and talk to Marty. Marty, what's going on, man? Is there sunlight down there?
Talk to us, Marty.
How's it going?
All right.
How you guys doing?
Hanging in there.
Awesome.
Hey.
All right. So let me start by saying I loved the hire when it happened because he did such a fantastic job with the Dodgers minor league system. And you got to start there. You got to have a general manager that focuses first on development. And he did that. Then I lost faith completely with Kapler. Because Kapler was a joke from the beginning. He didn't deserve a manager spot. His philosophies were all wrong. He was a loser. And I like him as a person, but as a manager, totally against him. And I lost faith in Farhan. Now, Solaire was a fantastic signing because we went and paid more than the rest of the market. And if he had panned out, if he was sitting on 25 home runs right now, we'd be in a wild card position. So it was worth the bet. And we now got rid of him because he didn't pan out. And now we got a prospect we didn't used to have before that signing. That signing bought us a prospect, right? And value for the organization. Bob, I like Cobb as a guy, but he wasn't going to be one of our pitchers going forward. And I think that's fine to move him. Let him go do his thing. And the other thing is the DH is a spot where we should be using it, not with some 36-year-old who may or may not do well that year, but cycle through guys who are coming up. Give Fitzgerald more hits. Give Matos a chance. Luciano, let's see what he can do. DH is a perfect spot for a group with when you got a lot of jammed up spots like we got in the outfield and the infield. Why are we wasting that on a guy who isn't performing? So I think they're good moves.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, appreciate the call.
At face value, I can see it. The issue is that in August and September, and I don't mean to make a blanket statement about your comments, but it sounds like what you're asking for and what you want, or what you like about these deals is, well, now we got tryouts. I'm sorry. The last 2 months of the season are not for tryouts. Spring training is for tryouts.
Well said.
The beginning months of the season are to establish a hierarchy of your team and effectively have tryouts. The last couple months are not generally when you bring up young guys unless they're A, going to help you towards the postseason or in the postseason, or B, because you have waved the white flag and you just want to give young guys a chance.
No doubt, Evan. And to the caller's point, I'm right behind you. Some well thought out points, but why I would say he's wrong is who he should question is the organization, because they chose to do everything opposite of what he laid out. And I liked what he was saying. But why did they feel a need to go spend $200 million? What were their goals? Why did they think Soler could be the guy? Why did they do everything that you just echoed, that caller? You know, it's their fault because they went one way, and it's obvious, Evan, now it's go time. You pull the switch on your power, and a guy that's showing you a flicker of hope, you just say, you know what, we don't need that. And now I think it's my prerogative, Bobby Brown. I can step back and say, I do wonder how to the higher-ups with the Giants, not the players, how important is that third wild card? I don't think it's that important because now we're finding out they're cost-cutting. If it's the youth movement that you speak about, that's not going anywhere. So that kind of makes me I get mad for Giant fans because the signal to me is not, hey, we need Batman. It's, we don't give a damn if we make the third wild card. It's about next year, and it's about the growth these next 54 games of youngsters that might not have been here otherwise.
Well, I don't think it's not as – they do care about the third wild card. I mean, I think you
have to – management, you mean?
Well, players and management. Yeah, no, they want to win.
The players are in.
But they don't care – the front office doesn't care about it enough to mortgage anything beyond this year. Like, they don't want to give up the possibility of competing at the highest level they can – next season to help improve this year, because they don't deem they're close enough to do that. They're not the San Diego Padres, who just traded probably a few prospects for what was the best closer on the market, Tanner Scott. Also got that confused. The Orioles traded for Trevor Rogers, who's a left-handed starter.
Right, gotcha.
But that does pertain to the Giants, because that's maybe the last lefty starter outside of Garrett Crochet that's available on the market. So that also tells me that the Giants will not be trading Blake Snell today. They're going to ride it out with him, and he's going to be a Giant for the final 54 games of the season.
And Evan, I love that that's going to happen, but I guess at the end of the day, I wish the reason it was going to happen is they're all in on trying to get this wild card, the front office. And we'll never know, because they're not going to come out and say, yay, that's my Steiny, that we didn't make it. But you know what I mean, man. I'm getting so many conflicted stuff from the Giants that I don't even know what to think anymore. I really don't. And maybe in a weird nerd way, that's why I'm looking forward to 3:30. And I may get nothing from that, Evan. But I love body language, timing. And I just feel like the powers to be, the media, they're not coming with softballs today.
We'll see.
I hope.
We'll see.
All right.
Let's get to the city. I'll talk to our guy, Phil Moe, Mike.
Mike!
Mike, how are you doing on a trade deadline day?
Oh, man. How do you pronounce his last name?
Zaidi.
Yeah, that's what he's getting. Add an A-N in front of that. He's giving me anxiety, whatever his name is.
Give you a two and a half.
The man can't evaluate talent.
Not bad.
He can't. He can't evaluate talent. He don't know how to acquire talent. He don't know how to trade away good talent. Mm. That's all you got for Jorge Soler. You know what he remind me of? Somebody got an 89-90 Mustang. You feel me? They don't really know what they got. They got a classic car. And you're like, yeah, just give me $500 for it. It's an old piece of thing. Yeah, maybe old, but you got something right there, bro. Like, you sleeping on what you really got. You don't know what you have. And that's why he can't be no general manager. He need to be the guy on the sideline saying, hey, some dude this morning gave a crazy impression of anxiety. It was hella funny. But anyway, he need to be on the sideline beside somebody like a Brian Sabian and a Ned Kaliti breaking down numbers. He don't need to be in the room making the decisions because he don't know how to shop. You feel me? They were talking about food stamps. You got food stamps, you go to the store one time and buy hella stuff. Instead, no, you got to spread it along. Let me get some. Let me go to Food for Less. Then let me go to Safeway. Oh, let me go to Costco. Oh, let me go back to Lucky's. You trying to find bargain? You trying to find the best value? This guy, he goes to the 99-cent store and think he got something. I came back with all this stuff, bro. You came back with $10 of junk. Get up out of here, man!
Wow, Mike, tell us how you really feel.
Well, we can find out how the guys on the other side also really feel too, because we got another three-man weave in the crossover.
There we go.
FB Santangelo, along with Mark Grandian for Mark Willard, and then Dan Dibley.
Somebody just texted, was that the guy that called the morning show and called Bonte the Black Willard? That's pretty funny. I'll text B if that happens.
Yeah, I don't know. You might
probably was Mike. That sounds like some of his material.
I want to leave that one alone. Yeah. Let's try and sneak in V and Pacifica if we can right before we got to hit a break. V, what's going on? How are you?
What's up, Evan? What's up, Goop?
Hey.
Yo.
I'm going to keep it simple with Soler, man. Even before the signing, just check the back of his baseball card. He was due to have a bad year. He got paid, and he ended up having a bad year for us, man. Just check out the back of his baseball card, man. That's all I'm going to say.
All right. He got the Benjamins, and I guess he was a fat cat, Evan. That's what I take from that call. Not saying that's it.
Well, the frustrating part about Soler, real quick before he got hit a break, is that whenever he has played a full season, which he's been on pace to do, full season being like 130-plus games, he's hit at least 27 home runs. Man, it doesn't look like he was going to do that this
year. That's like 40 to this team.
Yeah, it is.
Man.
And now it could be 40 to the Atlanta Braves because he's gone. All right, check it out. Crossover on the other side. Mark Grandy, FB Santangelo, Dan Dibley in with Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz with Dale the Guru Johnson. And that's what's coming up next on The Game, presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number
one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.